An old soccer field at Grace Episcopal Church has been transformed into a community garden where food and flowers are grown. Lisa Lemza joins us to talk about the garden and a special Halloween event coming up October 26th. Lisa, welcome to Around and About Chattanooga.
Well, I'm happy to be here.
You're a master gardener and you teach gardening classes, so you're pretty knowledgeable about gardening and this community garden at Grace Episcopal. What about it makes it a community garden specifically? How is the community involved with it?
Well, it is open to any whosoever will. Most of our members who garden in the community garden, it's about a 50-50 split between church members and neighborhood folks close by. Mostly the Belvoir Neighborhood Association area, but also from other parts of town, too. We have a wait list. You just go on the wait list, and when someone retires their bed, we roll it over to the next person on the list. And you have to maintain your bed, though. Some people have been gotten the boot occasionally.
Well,
life gets busy sometimes.
That does happen. Yeah, people start it, and then things happen. How many spaces available do you have?
We have 21 raised beds in the community garden. We also have, they're in two sizes. We just sort of designed them so you could reach across the bed. And we also have a free garden down the hill on the east side of the church, which is open to anybody who drives through the parking lot. And we keep produce in that all year round. Our winter greens went in August. We finally did it right this year, thanks to Tom Carroll of Carroll Landscaping. We finally got it in it early enough so that we have some nice lettuces and spinach right now. And, of course, we'll carry the heavier greens, the winter greens and turnips and beets, and also like kale and collards, my favorite.
So is the idea that people are just growing food for themselves, or are you actually trying to feed the community around there?
It's not big enough to feed the community. It's really just as a convenience and a starter idea. And to show people it's not that hard, it's really simple. And also, we hope to demonstrate to other institutions like other churches, schools, even some businesses, that they could convert available spaces around their places, their operational spaces, to join in the happy throng growing food.
And you're helping the environment, too. You were saying that you've got kind of a monarch butterfly situation going on there. You're helping them out?
Well, we do. We have milkweeds in our certified butterfly gardens. We have two butterfly gardens that are also pollinator gardens, because if you've got one, you've got lots of bees and all kinds of wonderful native bees coming in. Also, when you build for butterflies, you build for all that. We're certified. Our butterfly gardens are certified with the North American Butterfly Association. We have not gotten them certified with the Monarch Way Station program, which we need to get around and do, because monarchs are in real trouble. Of course, most of our pollinators are.
The idea of stewardship, I know that's an important part of your beliefs as an Episcopalian. How does having a community garden fit into the overall idea of what you're trying to do as Episcopalians?
Well, you know, everything in the world is telling us, is preaching the doctrine of scarcity. We must hoard. Everything's scarce. Everything's going down. And we believe the message from the universe, from God, is the opposite. It's a message of abundance, of overwhelming outpouring of abundance all around us at all times. And we think that that is precious. And we think that life is precious, and that the church in general has not stood up as it should have been doing for habitat, for our environment, for our earth, to defend all life.
And so you got this garden started, and it was an old soccer field. How did you all go about saying, you know, let's take this old soccer field that we're not doing anything with and turn it into a garden for the whole community?
Well, it's perfect space for it. It was level and in full sun. And Tom Carroll led the charge, along with Josh Hall of Encore Garden Group. And we built this 3.5 years ago. We built in raised beds to avoid the dreaded Bermuda grass. We've been real successful with it. It's really beautiful and charming. And we were able, through a bequest from the Frierson family, to build a pavilion. And the pavilion has a green roof.
And you've got this event coming up on October 26th. It's a Halloween-themed event. It's a fundraiser for the garden. What exactly is the event?
Well, we believe in Halloween. I believe in taking the skeletons out of the closet and dancing with them. So this is a classic old-fashioned Halloween event. We're blocking off the upper parking lot, and you can buy tickets at the door. We'll have the Episcopal Youth are doing a haunted courtyard, and there is, I hear, a smoke machine involved, and we need to remember to call the fire department. And we will have three costume storytellers telling ghost stories that happened at Grace before the church was built. And when the wind is right, at the certain time of year, you can still see. You'll have to come in here. What you can still see. We'll have a wine bar, a hot dog bar, and verse bar, hot dog and verse. And we are just going to have a good old-fashioned time with Halloween. We celebrate Halloween. We see no problem with it. We think these sorts of events, celebrations are across all cultures for a reason, because they speak very deeply to an acknowledgement in humanity about the dark side, the shadow, the id. And we believe that you take that out and look at it. You don't want to dwell on it and become morbid, but you want to have acknowledge it and have a little fun with it. And we intend to do that Saturday night.
All right. Well, that is, as you said, Saturday night. More information is at saygrace.net. Lisa, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.